Okay, now we got the sound going. So let's start from scratch here. What I would say is I'm hoping I've got some viewers from Europe who can help me kind of parse through this information, this research, because I'm noticing when I'm doing these stories and I'm looking at CNBC and doing the whiteboard videos and whatnot, I always see a lot of connections between the World Economic Forum and the EU. It seems like they're very close, like cousins in the same family, and they all know each other and kind of hang out. And I don't know, maybe I'm just not seeing something that's blatantly obvious that those of you in Europe could enlighten me on. That's kind of why I'm doing this video. But I noticed, you know, just like the other day when I did a whiteboard on this Ursula gal, she seems to be the one that's the president of the European Commission that, from what I gather, is like kind of calling the shots with the local politicians, with the Dutch farmers. Seems to be kind of like this chain of command. So from the outside looking in, it seems like these bureaucrats with the EU have a lot of influence, a significant amount of influence on the local politicians. So then the question becomes, okay, who, if anyone, is influencing the bureaucrats at the EU? And is that something that we should be looking into further? And so I started off trying to figure out, okay, how are these people like Ursula, how are they elected? How did they get to this position? And oddly, it's very difficult to know. So again, I'm hoping some Europeans out there can help me with this. How did Ursula get her job? Like, she's the president of the European Commission. Fantastic. Did all the people in Europe vote for her? And who was she running against? Like, does it work like Biden and Trump? Or what it seems is that she's not elected by the people. She's elected by the other bureaucrats in the European Union. And the argument is that, well, those people are elected by the people. So therefore, indirectly, the Ursula was elected by every individual, every average Joe and Jane in Europe. But I'm having a hard time here. And one of the things that really bothers me about this is it shouldn't be this difficult to know how the European Union works. But just in my brief research, I see that there's 33,000 bureaucrats that work at the EU. You heard me right. 33,000. So would we notice, would there be a dramatic difference in Europe if there was only 32,999? And if not, where is that line in the sand? Right? How much of this is overkill? And why? How did we get, or how did you guys in Europe get to a point where there's 33,000 of these bureaucrats that are above and beyond the bureaucracies that you have at the local level in each country and within each province or state within that country? I mean, how many layers of politicians and red tape and bureaucrats do we really need here? And again, it begs the question, if they're not directly elected by the people, how are they getting there? And how much influence do the Davos types have on who sits in these positions of power in Europe? Because it seems very odd to me that every single time I read a story on the EU, they're literally parroting whatever it is that Klaus is saying at any given time. And they're repeating the same script that Trudeau is repeating, or Merkel or any of these politicians. So it's like, okay, what's the connection here? So anyway, I'd love for any insights for some people in Europe saying that, okay, here's how they get elected. Because again, it seems to me like the only way they get elected is by other bureaucrats voting for them. Correct me if I'm wrong. So the first item that we'll go over is this from, looks like the LSE Undergraduate Political Review, because I typed in, you know, how do these bureaucrats get unelected? And they're saying, well, there's this common narrative that they're unelected bureaucrats. But they said this is just complete nonsense held by what they call Europhobes and an argument wielded by a Leave campaign referendum to Brexit. Okay, sounds good. Let's hear them out. So I would assume that they'd just be able to tell me in like a sentence or two as to why this view that the European Union officials are unelected bureaucrats is all nonsense. Because if it is truly nonsense, you should be able to explain it, like I said, in two or three sentences to a 10-year-old. Here's their attempt to debunk this. First of all, the claim unelected bureaucrats shows a deep misunderstanding. Okay. The EU is governed by dual executive, the Council Commission, the Council of European Union, where ministers from the member states meet regularly to adopt policies, legislation divided by sector, deal with day-to-day policymaking. The European Council formation, where heads of state meet at least four times a year to discuss overall direction of EU policy. The heads of state and government are not unelected bureaucrats, but directly or indirectly elected by voters in each member state. The ministers in the Council of European Union are representatives of democratically elected national governments and therefore directly accountable rather than being, okay, got it. So you've got one group there that is elected by the people within their countries, sounds like. So instead, the sentence, the EU governed by unelected bureaucrats, is directed at the role of the commission. Okay, great. So how does this commission, which Ursula is president of, how do they get elected? The commission is composed of a bureaucracy or administration divided into directorates, generals, run by civil servants, sounds benign, and government, and a government, the College of Commissioners, where each member state nominates a commissioner that has to be approved by the European Parliament. However, although it is technically true to call one part of the commission, the civil servants, unelected bureaucrats, the expression equally applies to national civil servants. Okay, so what they're saying is by trying to push back and say, oh, no, they're not unelected bureaucrats, they're saying, well, you're not including all of the unelected bureaucrats. Like, you're missing some. I don't know how that's disproving that they're unelected bureaucrats. We'll keep going here. So the expression equal applies, okay, great, which happens to be unelected bureaucrats. Every government has bureaucrats which are naturally unelected. Okay, right. But this is a government on top of a government. They're saying that the EU has around 33,000, like we said. British government employs 400,000. Okay, fine. But again, this is a government on top of a government. So that would be like the U.S. having the federal government and then having 33,000 bureaucrats above the government. It would be like NATO or something like that. Yeah, it's not a good example, but you see what I'm saying. Between like Canada, United States, and Mexico or something, having 33,000 bureaucrats that run it. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts, Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro.
We'll see you inside with the fellow rebel capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level.
Let's keep going here. In addition, there is a complaint that not only, okay, British papers that disparage the unelected, okay, the main role of the commission is to propose the EU legislation, okay, manage the implementation policies and funds represents the European Commission is also the guardian of the treaties. Ooh, boy, that sounds really important. I like how all of their titles and their roles just have this grandiose verbiage attached to it. Like, oh my gosh, I can't even, I shouldn't even be allowed in this person's presence. They're so amazing. And the EU member states that infringe on EU law. Okay, again, they're talking about this. How are they elected? They're not, where are they debunking the part that they're not unelected bureaucrats? I'm missing that here. The commission, therefore, has the ability to change. Okay, so let's skip to the next paragraph. The idea that the EU is governed by unelected bureaucrats can also clumsily refer to the lack of accountability regarding the EU executive. The accountability mechanisms for voters. And then they go on about 1999 example. Okay, but again, you see what I'm saying? Like if they're not unelected bureaucrats, you should be able to tell me why in two sentences, not just me. You should be able to explain it to a 10-year-old in two or three sentences. So far, we're about four or five paragraphs deep, and I'm lost. All right, so let's go to Wikipedia here. And here's Ursula. They're talking about how, and oh, look at how official these people are. My goodness. Can we ever question their brilliance and their benevolence? Absolutely not. So this is the College of Commissioners in 2021. I'm sure most of them have spent a lot of time in the private sector creating jobs. That'd be my guess. So Ursula here, see how she got elected. She is the president of the commission that we were talking about earlier. So each of the member states of the European Union, okay, got it. The commission was scheduled to take office, okay, got it. So new commissioners had to be selected from those three member states by the president-elect and subsequently confirmed by the parliament. This process took, okay, so election, here we go, election. Now we're making progress, maybe. So Ursula, a member of the European People's Party, was selected and proposed to the European Parliament by the European Council on the 3rd of July following the three-day long negotiations. She has many critics, okay? So European Parliament took a vote on proposed by the European Council and elected, okay, so it sounds like this European Council, again, is not the European Commission. The European Council is comprised of the bureaucrats that are actually elected, and they go ahead and elect the president of the commission, and it seems like the commission has all the executive power. So then I guess tying this back to the title of the video, it seems maybe suspicious to me that, here we go. Here are the people that form this commission, it looks like. So the president right here, Ursula, and you've got all of these other people, Franz, Margrethe, Maros, Joseph, Vladis, Valdis. What are the probabilities that these people all have spoken in Davos? I mean, let me just, and I'm doing this live. I haven't, this isn't premeditated. Let me just take this guy, this random. Who is Franz here? Franz is a Dutch politician. Okay. And I'm just doing this randomly, guys. I swear. Well, let's just, and I might be wrong here, but let's just highlight his name really quickly, do a copy, and then let's just maybe do a quick Google search, see what happens, just out of curiosity. And we'll put in his name.
Got it.
And maybe we'll just say World Economic Forum. Okay. Oh, well, look at this. See what you could do with a 30-second Google search here? And I did not Google this guy prior to this video or prior to going live. So let's click on this. So view, actual size. So Franz, look at, it's just bureaucrat after bureaucrat after bureaucrat. And keep in mind, guys, when we're looking at this, none of these people are creating goods and services. None. Zero. Zero. They're just pushing papers back and forth. And that's what you've got to understand, is that people in government, it sucks up human resources. And you got to remember that these people most likely are pursuing their own self-interest. And if they could get a better job in the private sector, they would. The problem is they can't. So what this does is this really, it's like a vacuum. A bureaucracy and a government is like a vacuum that sucks up all the incompetent people. And it sucks up all the people that have no moral backbone, no ethical North Star. Why? Because if they could be doing something and making more money in the private sector, don't you think they would? I mean, you're really going to tell me that Ursula could make more money in the private sector? She could just make millions and millions of dollars, but she chose not to because this is just her calling in life. And she just wanted to be a benevolent servant to the people. But let's get back to Franz here. So Franz is, let's see, oh, he was at Davos, okay, 2020. And he brought together leaders from industry, business, with executive with Franz to explore how to catalyze the European Green Deal. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So if you're not familiar with the Green Deal, I went over this on, I believe, Friday night's whiteboard video. The EU Green Deal is part of this effort, let's say, to reduce nitrogen use. And this is one of the main things that's going on with the Dutch farmers. So Franz is front and center there with the regulations that are coming down on the not just the farmers there, but that is going to be coming down in multiple places throughout Europe. Isn't it weird that he just, oh, and by the way, just FYI, supported by the World Economic Forum, the CEO Action Group for the European Green Deal serves as a high-level platform for business leaders to support concrete plans and ideas to step up their game for climate-positive action. I noticed that it doesn't include any farmers. Weird. You would think that a high-level platform involving the EU Green Deal would include the people that it most affects, the farmers. But for some reason, they're left out. And my guess is that I could do the exact same thing with Margreth, Valdis, Joseph, and any of these people. In fact, we'll just do it one more time here, just out of curiosity. I'm thinking that Franz might have been a fluke. Maybe we got lucky with that. So let's go back here, and we'll leave in World Economic Forum. We'll type in this, well, I'm assuming it's a gal. Of course, I don't know her preferred pronouns. So we'll call Margreth they. So Margreth, we put they in the search bar. And are they coming up? Ah, surprise, surprise. Right here. Oh, there's Ursula. Woohoo. Right there, front and center. World Economic Forum's website. I mean, what a shocker. And where's Margreth? Where are they? Gotta be respectful of those pronouns. Well, I'm not seeing Margreth. Oh, there's one of the other people, I think. Ah, here's Margreth. Oh, she is the European Digital and Antitrust Commissioner. Again, what a title. I mean, demands respect. I'm sure she's created a lot of jobs in the real economy, and she's helped a lot of, she's really contributed, let's say, to the global economy by producing goods and services. I'm sure producing far more than she consumes. So Margreth said she. So, wow, making an assumption there on the pronoun. That's a little edgy. I would assume that the World Economic Forum would be more politically correct. Might have to complain about that. So she said she was looking into opening a wide range inquiry into sectors using new technologies. Such inquiries in the past have triggered investigations into individual companies. Ah, so she's kind of they are kind of like a watchdog. And my guess is they have never actually started a tech business, but they are a watchdog for it. And let's see. So this is, So what are they doing with the World Economic Forum? We're right here on the World Economic Forum's website. And what was this article? Okay. So the World Economic Forum is saying this is the EU's plan to compete with Silicon Valley. Good luck with that, by the way. part of the reason Silicon Valley works is because they don't have to deal. They got enough bureaucracy in California, let alone to deal with 33,000 of these people. And my, just let me give you a little tip here. The probability that the EU can compete with Silicon Valley is darn near next to zero, because what they don't understand is bureaucracies and people like Ursula and Margrethe, they get in the way of progress. They do not assist progress. So I think you guys get my point here. I don't want to belabor the topic or belabor the point, but we need to really not just kind of observe that, oh, weird, that's how odd that all these people in the EU just show up at Davos all the time, and they seem to be really good friends with Klaus, and they seem to be saying the exact same things. Is it all because they're just so enlightened? Or why is it that they agree on everything? Seems a bit strange, doesn't it? And then ask, you know, how did these the people in the commission get elected? And then just keep digging and digging and digging here. My whole point with this video is to say, this is what we need to be doing. We cannot just put our head in the sand, bury our head in the sand, and just ignore what's going on in Europe if we're Americans, or if you're in Europe, for heaven's sakes, you've got to figure these things out and try to connect the dots. Because if we're going to push back on these authoritarians and central planners, if we're going to really stand up for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism, whether it's in the United States or in Europe, we have to know who to push back on and how they're being influenced. And I think it starts with understanding how they got there in the first place. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your evening. Like we said, always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.